This is Ozarks at Large. Saturday night, the Starlight Jazz Series will continue with two performances by the Grace Kelly Quintet in the Walton Arts Center's Star Theater in Fayetteville. Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, recently talked to the young musician over the phone about her upcoming trip to Northwest Arkansas.
You guys are going to be on the road. You're going to be with your band, the Quintet, and you're going to be driving, I understand.
Oh, yes.
I
think my dad calculated it to be about 75 hours of driving.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Grace, just in the way of introduction, at the age of 20, which is, I believe you're 20 now, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
You have already performed in hundreds of concerts around the world, and I don't just mean any concerts. A lot of very prominent venues, including Montreal mm-hmm. Jazz, Newport, Lincoln Center, and Dizzy's Club, and you've gotten really remarkable recognition and kudos from critics and fans alike, and all of this, as I say, just at the age of 20, I realize you've really led a life of music in a lot of ways. You started playing when you were very young, and you were encouraged by your parents, even though they weren't musicians.
Right.
Was it something that you just knew as a child? Is it something that even before you started playing piano, which I think was at the age of 6, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Was music something that you were just imbued with and attracted to?
Yeah, I mean, there was always a lot of music around my house ever since I was probably in my mom's stomach, just everything ranging from jazz to classical, Broadway. And I've been actually acting since I was 6 years old, and by the time I could talk, I was singing. So I was doing a lot of work on stage, and I knew that music was a huge part of my life. I would sing along with songs, you know, but I never expected it to become a career for me. It's just something I have a natural ability for. I've been going to see jazz shows since I was 6 years old. My parents couldn't find a babysitter, didn't want to or something, so they'd take me along and I'd fall asleep in my dad's arms, and I think the music was subconsciously just soaking in.
And your musicality is really diverse. I mean, the industry tends to want to pigeonhole people, and I guess just to give audiences a handle by which to grasp, are you a pop musician or a jazz musician?
Right.
And particularly on your latest recording, Live at Scholars, you've sort of expressed some of your other musical interests and quite a bit more singing than I've heard you do before.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I've been doing more singing nowadays, and sometimes people are like, oh, I had no idea that you sang, like, and I think I just picked it up, but I've actually been doing that since I was little, and I think that saxophone and voice are very similar in the way that they're both frontline instruments and they're playing the melody. And at the same time, I think saxophone is one of the most voice-like instruments there is. People say saxophone and violin, but I think it's saxophone.
You are my morning and my night, I'm star. You are the voice inside my head when I can't figure out what's going on. You help me get by simply being you. You are my sunshine and my guiding light. You are the voice that brings me closer to my dreams. You're always there to guide. You help me get by simply being.
Vocally and instrumentally, they both help each other. And then there's words and non-words. And I have a huge range of the music and genres that I listen to. And I soak it in, it comes into my ears, and then it comes out in the way that it does through my music. And it's just like a sponge. And it's just eclectic in the way that it comes out. There's no editing in that way. I was talking to my mentor, Phil Woods, and we've done a fair amount of touring together, and it was really amazing for him, who's a legend of bebop and jazz, and he was talking about how jazz is such a flexible genre, and you put it together with other genres and create something great, and he said, yeah, it's fantastic to mix with other things, and I think it works really well, and that's the future of it. And I was like, wow, that's so hip for someone of Phil's, you know, stature to be saying that and to be thinking so forward. And I think that one of the special things about jazz and its genre is improvisation, and that's why I was attracted to it in the first place, because I didn't want to play classical piano, and I hated practicing what was written on the page, but I loved to make up my own songs. So every time I'm playing now, you know, it's spontaneous, it's improvised, some aspect of it is, at least, and that's what makes it so special, and melding that with other genres of music, I think will just create magical stuff.
This is a song of mine entitled Searching for Peace.
Beautiful things is watching somebody's concert and having that feeling of searching. I remember once I was watching Danilo Perez's show, and at the end of the show, I just went up to him after. I got the feeling you guys were searching the whole night, and he's like, yes. And it was magical, and that's, you know, I try to get a few of those magical moments in our performances, and instead of basing my performance on did I play all the licks that I wanted to play or all the lines? More of, did we create a magical moment, you know, once, twice? And that makes it all worth it.
Oh, I so agree. And I think that an audience is appreciative when they get that sense that the artists are reaching. They're not just phoning it in, or they're not just playing what's familiar, but they're really reaching.
That's the amazing thing. I mean, I feel like that's the line where artists can become, like for me, there's certain times where I'm playing that I don't even know where I am. Like, when I open my eyes, it's a little surprising that I'm, like, there's people watching me and I'm on stage. I guess that's where they call, like, the zone. But there's some moments where we go kind of haywire and band's taking a left turn, and I love it when, like, my band plays something completely different, because then it makes me, you know, feel even more on my toes. And
I'm starting to get excited about this concert, Grace, hearing you talk about it.
Yeah, I live for the dynamic, I guess. For me, like, music is about drama, and it's much more interesting to me to have a band play dynamically rather than just have a horn player play 30 choruses. That's not interesting to me. I don't want to know, like, all of the licks they know, but if it's a journey, it's very exciting. Yeah, I'm so glad that people still come out to live performances and can, you know, really appreciate and feel that magic, because I don't think there's anything that can replace it. You know, it's not the same when I watch something on YouTube or if I hear it on a CD, but it's just a different energy to being in a live performance.
Why don't we just discuss some of the members of your band, because their resumes are pretty extraordinary as well. You have Jason Palmer on trumpet, Evan Graber on bass, Pete McCann on guitar, and Ross Peterson on drums.
Yeah, Ross is great, and we've had a lot of fun times that we have played together. He plays with, like, Patty Austin and a bunch of other people. I had piano in the group for 8 years, and then a year ago I switched to this wonderful guitarist, Pete McCann, just because I was hearing more guitar-like things in my head and writing music for more guitar, and I've been immensely enjoying the freedom that, you know, changing colors and just the texture of the guitar has been bringing the music. And I love piano as well, and still record and use a lot of piano, but for my group dynamic now, it's been great to have guitar. It really opens things up. My trumpeter, Jason Palmer, has been in the band for like 6 years now, and he's also based in Boston. I could not find a better trumpet player. We sometimes read each other's musical brains, and have these moments where we're soloing together. And there's been a few times where we literally play the same thing, and people think it's written out. And we said, no, we've just been playing together for a while, and we both keep our ears wide open. And he's quite the composer, too.
Well, you want to run with somebody who's going to push you, right?
Absolutely. That's the thing, actually. I've always had this theory that I need to be the worst player in my band. And that's because, I mean, ever since I started, I was working with these amazing musicians, John Lockwood, who's played with Stan Getz and Dizzy Gillespie, Terry Lynn Carrington, and I would find my level would, like, immediately get better just because I was getting pushed. So it's the same with a touring band, and it's so exciting that way because I feel like I'm discovering new things about my playing.
I have to warn you, Grace, that just because you're coming to Arkansas, I don't want you to think that you're going to have an easy go here. You know, this is the home, this was the home of Pharoah Sanders and John Stubblefield and Louis Jordan. And we've got.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bob Doro.
Okay. We'll bring our A game to Arkansas.
Bring the A game. You're going to be doing two shows, a 7 o'clock and a 9 o'clock show.
Uh-huh.
But we're really, really looking forward to hearing you. And I checked in today. There are still some seats left, but they're going fast. I'm looking for a sellout.
Oh, good. Oh, we can't wait. I can't wait.
And I do want to thank you again for taking this time, Grace. I so appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for your wonderful questions.
Grace Kelly recently spoke on the phone with Robert Ginsberg, the host of Shades of Jazz, which can be heard every Friday and Saturday night at 10 here on KUAF. The Grace Kelly Quintet will perform at 7 and 9 Saturday night at Walton Arts Center Star Theater. More information is available at waltonartcenter.org.
President Obama issues the State of the Union address, then Marco Rubio responds for the GOP and Rand Paul for the Tea Party. Plus sequestration, a squabble over Hagel in the Senate, Jesse Jackson Jr. makes a plea deal, and two presidential speechwriters join us to review the State of the Union message. I'm Neil Conan. Political junkie Ken Rudin joins us next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon, beginning at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.